The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Good morning, everyone. A bizarre twist now in a story of horrific violence we've been reporting on for years. And it affects virtually everyone in the nation of Mexico. Since 2006, it's estimated that 41,000 people have been killed in violence between drug lords, organized criminals, and the Mexican government. But now it seems that violence has reached a level of bizarre insecurity. The latest victims are teachers. Here's the story. Through anonymous threats, teachers in Acapulco, Mexico are being told to hand over their salaries or else. The threats come in anonymous phone calls. And the threats don't seem to be empty. Just yesterday, five human heads were found outside a school in the resort city. The extortion and violence is forcing hundreds of schools to close. Teachers have taken to the streets in protest. With more on this story, joining us is Elizabeth Malkin from our partner, The New York Times, who's been reporting on this. Also, Jorge Castañeda, who's the former foreign minister of Mexico and global distinguished professor of politics and Latin American studies at New York University. He's the author of Mañana Forever, Mexico and the Mexicans. Jorge, Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Elizabeth, it's my understanding that teachers responding to these extortion threats and the horrific sort of violence that I just mentioned there, delivered a protest, but it was sort of discovered that people all over Mexico, not just teachers, are receiving these kinds of threats. Explain how this story unfolded.
Well, I think, you know, it's always been sort of known that there is a level of extortion that's been going on. But what really, I think, took everybody's breath away was last month a few guys set fire to a casino in the northern city of Monterrey, and there were people in it. 52 people died, and in the investigation it emerged that the casino owners had refused to pay an increased protection fee, and that's why, at least according to the investigation, that's why the casino was set on fire. And so that sort of brought the thing into very clear focus. And then soon after that, what happened in Acapulco, which is on the Pacific coast, is that on the first day of school in August, these signs and papers and phone calls came into schools in poorer neighborhoods of Acapulco saying, you know, you have till October the 1st to hand over 50% of your salary. So what I think what really got to everybody was that, you know, they're now attacking ordinary people. Teachers here don't make a lot of money. They make, however, more money than a lot of people in Mexico. And then when I was in Acapulco last week, the teachers were saying, oh, we're not the only ones. It's the taxi drivers. It's the doctors. And so what the teachers basically brought into focus was the fact that everybody, nobody is immune from this violence.
That's amazing. Elizabeth Malkin reporting from our partner, The New York Times. She's been based in Mexico City, reporting from around the country on these reports of extortion. Jorge Castañeda, you know, from my reading of, say, criminal folklore, the idea of paying protection money to run, say, a bar or a casino or, you know, even longshoremen, I suppose, in the days of, you know, Marlon Brando movies, you know, protection money is associated with those professions. But teachers, doctors, taxi drivers, what is going on in your country?
It's two different things, John. One is that there probably is some growth in the protection racket, either because there's a general level of impunity and of lack of law enforcement in the country because the very scarce law enforcement resources that the country has are being used to fight drug trafficking instead of being used to protect people, for example, from extortion or shakedown schemes. And secondly, we probably know more today about extortion than we did in the past, which does not necessarily mean that there is always more of it than in the past. The problem that we're facing today is that a lot of things we simply don't know about. This example that Elizabeth quite rightly gave of the city of Monterrey and the casino where 52 people died in a fire that was set off by extortion collectors. A month has gone by. The five perpetrators, direct perpetrators, were arrested a month ago. We still don't know who paid them to burn down the casino. We don't know if it was the mayor, the mayor's brother, the drug dealers, the drug cartels, or just some guy who happened to be shaking down a casino,
wow,
which would not be something very strange anywhere in the world. The problem is the idiots who burned it down got it wrong, and none of the regulations were respected in the casino. The exits were not exits. There were no sprinklers. There were no fire extinguishers. There was nothing there, and 52 people died because of that. They didn't want to kill them. They said so, and they didn't want to. They just wanted to burn the place down once it was empty.
Jorge Castañeda is the former foreign minister of Mexico. He's a professor at New York University. Let's listen to some voices of teachers in Acapulco. This is a woman by the name of Naria Baños.
We are asking to catch them. We are asking to security cameras. We are asking for some telephone lines because the many schools have no telephone lines. So we are asking that.
Voice there of a teacher feeling very, very unprotected. She spoke, her name is Naria Baños, and she spoke with James Kumarasamy, a BBC reporter.
The criminals are asking to them 5 or 10 pesos every day.
So they're asking the children for money. It's not just the teachers.
Yes,
the children
it's
are
not just the teachers.
And they are being threatened as well, are they?
Yeah, there have been students kidnapped too.
So, Elizabeth Malkin, before we go, is that consistent with your reporting?
Yes, I heard that about the children, too. So far, it's just been warnings. There's this deadline, October 1st, so it's unclear what happens then. The security measures that she's talking about are what I heard teachers wanted. But frankly, I went up to some of these poor neighborhoods, and these are schools on dirt roads. The cops couldn't get there in time, even if the cops were efficient.
Well, the pervasive qualities of extortion in a very insecure country called Mexico these days. Elizabeth Malkin, reporter for our partner in the New York Times. We also spoke with Jorge Castañeda, former foreign minister of Mexico, professor at New York University, author of Mañana Forever, Mexico and the Mexicans. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.